lot of times the group homes can't accept them, not all of them, but some. And that person then, where do they go? And often they wind up out on the streets, or they wind up in a healthcare facility as a complex case where the hospitals can't really treat them because they're in a medical hospital. They don't have a bed in a behavioral facility, and there's no state hospital to care for them.
Coming at you from the Carbon County Cocktail Lounge, this is Talking with Doyle with State Representative Doyle Heffley. As always, we're joined by the indomitable Hunter Kipe and the disembodied voice of producer Chuck. Doyle, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about ending crime and disorder on American streets.
Very nice. Is that the new executive order that came out earlier this week?
Yes. July 24th, it was published, the executive order coming out of the White House. We're going to talk a little bit about what's in that executive order and the implications it has for Pennsylvania and America as a whole, but really focus on Pennsylvania because I, as a chairman of the Human Service Committee, some of these things directly impact some of the things that we deal with and work with when we're talking about substance use disorder, mental health, homelessness, and safety on our streets. I mean, it is an important issue for everyone.
Yeah, and especially in Carbon County, too. Those are definitely topics that, you know, we've talked about here on the podcast and what you deal with back home. But what are some of the examples that are set forth in this executive order?
Basically, what the president is looking at doing is just, you know, kind of giving human services, those entities, and law enforcement the tools that they need to address some of the issues that we're seeing in our communities, illicit drug use, urban camping and loitering, you know, homeless people squatting, living on the streets. And what we do know is the majority of people, over 90% of the folks that are homeless, really, I mean, there's different levels of homelessness, right? There's people that fall on hard times, families that fall on hard times, and, you know, you want to help them out, get them in, back into a program where they can return to, you know, to having a home for their children. And then you also deal with people that have substance use disorder or mental health. And that's the vast majority of homeless. And so what the president is really looking at is instead of just allowing people to live in like a tent city, and there was one in Carbon County that's been cleaned up. And what happens is you have people that maybe they have an addiction issue, and they find comfort. They have a place, you know, they have a tent, and they continue to spend their money or whatever resources they have, however they get them, on their addiction. And addiction, if left untreated, always will end up in death.
Yes.
Right? And that's one of the things that we talked about over time, and I've heard from many folks that work in the realm of addiction treatment. So we want to get those people into treatment. There had been several overdoses, not just in the homeless shelters in Carbon County, but not homeless shelters, but in tent cities or these areas throughout the Commonwealth. You see it in Kensington, probably the biggest example. We have the mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, who actually wants to address some of that. And I think I think what the presidential executive order does, it kind of feeds into that, and it just sets up some standards of how the federal entities and how our local enforcement is using those federal dollars, how they're going to be directed to be used. I mean, earlier in March, I had sent out a press release where we had an entity that had sent out letters to homeless shelters. It was the Eastern Pennsylvania Eastern Pennsylvania Continuum of Care, right?
Yeah.
So this entity sent out letters to homeless shelters across the Commonwealth explaining what they should do if ICE agents show up. And they get federal dollars, right? This entity gets federal dollars to help homeless people, but yet they chose to send a letter out paid for by taxpayers to tell homeless shelters how they could combat ICE, right?
Yeah.
And ICE is there to arrest.
To help.
Yeah, yeah, to help, to arrest people that are illegally in this country that have committed illegal acts and crime and deport them. They shouldn't be getting taxpayer-funded subsidies at homeless shelters. They should be for American citizens. So I think that, you know, something that we pointed out, we sent a letter to the administration. I hope that things like that we do help help feed into this. But really, what the presidential directive and what this administration really wants to focus on is getting people that are homeless, living on the streets with mental health and substance use disorder, getting them into treatment, getting them the help that they need. It's not compassionate to allow somebody with a mental health issue to go untreated, living on the streets. You know, a lot of these folks in Kensington have open wounds, and we're just going to leave them lay there. Yeah. Isn't it more compassionate to take those federal and state resources and direct those people to where they can get the care?
No, absolutely. I know this is an executive order, but does it detail, I know you have it out here, does it detail when hopefully this goes into effect? Is it 90 days, 60 days, immediately? When can we expect to feel this? When can states expect to, like, see this help?
Well, I think the directive, the executive order would go into effect, and what they're really doing is directing how those federal dollars are to be spent. So the state budget, you know, approximately $50 billion, but then the state allocates almost, you know, close to $100 billion because a lot of that are federal matching dollars that come back through Medicaid for housing assistance. There's all kinds of federal dollars that then get driven out through state agencies along with some of those state dollars and how those federal dollars can be used. And that's what this is directing.
Makes sense. How
they can use those federal dollars. And what this directive is it really goes back to, you've seen what had worked years ago when New York City back in the early 90s was really in bad shape. They had a lot of issues, and Giuliani administration really stepped up enforcement with the quality of life crimes and making sure that you know, people that had mental health issues or substance use issues got into the treatment that they needed, and really enforcing this quality of life. Because you've seen, I mean, my God, just last week what happened in Cincinnati, where people just beat people, like groups of people just pulling people out and just attacking them. I mean, it was horrifying to see that this happening on the streets in our nation. But we've seen this across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You look at the murder rates in Philadelphia,
it's a big problem,
and Pittsburgh, and the crime that we're seeing in some of these homeless encampments. So we want to make sure that those people there, that they're not going to be victims. We're going to get them the help that they need. And I applaud the president for this executive order. I think there's some work to be done. I think there's a lot of opportunities, because I don't know that we have enough treatment facilities right now to get all those folks into. I've been somebody who has advocated many times against shutting down the state hospitals. When the Wolf administration and followed up by the Shapiro administration continues to shut down state hospitals, many of those were mental health, for people that needed mental health. And what we see now, and I talk to folks that run shelters or actively work in shelters, is people that used to have housing in the state hospital now are on the streets because there are no state hospitals. And we can get, I think it's important we get people the services that they need in the community, but there's some folks fall through the cracks and then they wind up homeless. So I think this executive order, I think our Commonwealth is going to have some things to address in how we go about this. We want to, like I said, we want to be compassionate, help those people with substance use disorders, those people with mental health disorders. We also want to make sure that people are safe walking down the streets, and we want to make sure that people that need help are going to have access to it. And that's going to be a challenge for this Commonwealth, especially because I don't feel that the governor has really prioritized that in this budget cycle, which there's still some time because, unfortunately, the budget has yet to be signed.
No, for sure. And even moving forward with this executive order in mind, when you all do return back to the Capitol officially, and is that going to be one of your goals and one of your focuses as chairman of the Human Services Committee to really tackle this and hopefully find those services and make those services actually happen for Pennsylvanians? Is that something that will be discussed in your committee?
Well, I think it's been a focus of our caucus, right? The Republican caucus in the state house is one. I mean, some people say, oh, Republicans don't care. There's a lot of compassion and a lot of people that care on both sides of the aisle. It's how we feel or how we think it should best be addressed. Just throwing money at the problem, giving people money and allowing them to live on the streets is not the answer in my mind. Helping those folks to get the treatment that they need so they can find housing, find a job, live a productive life, and be safer than living on the streets. That's what we want to focus on and how we can do that. Obviously, it'll have to be a bipartisan effort. The House is controlled by the Democratic majority, and the Senate is controlled by the Republican majority. So I'm hopeful that with these orders coming down, we'll be able to coalesce around some ideas that we're going to be more effective. Because what we're seeing right now, what's happened in the Lehigh Valley, what's happened in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and even in some parts of Carbon County, because of a lot of past federal or state policies, is not actually working for these individuals. So I'm hopeful that we can address some of these, but I think the key is there's going to have to be a real focus on getting more treatment options available, especially in the mental health realm, to help these people.
Doyle, could you talk a little bit more about what we lost when we closed these state hospitals, the people that were being served there, and the ripple effect that that's had on the rest of society?
Well, I think it is important. I mean, I think it's important that people realize what the state hospitals were and the population that they served. The individuals that were in a lot of in the state hospitals, that was like their kind of the last resort. There were there were people that had mental health issues that needed to. That
was that predominantly mental health.
Well, it was,
institutions for state hospitals.
So we could focus on that, but it was also people that had intellectual disabilities, people that had multiple, some of them were wheelchair bound folks. And a lot of these folks really lived in these facilities for a long time. I know the Whitehaven Center, which is right outside of Carbon County. Mm-hmm. I visited there before they shut it down and wrote letters to the Wolf administration to not shut it down. Those folks really didn't have anywhere else to go. So what happens is, and I guess if we look at the mental health part of it, because that's, I think primarily key is there's been a push to say that people should be able to live in the community, right? And we do want to see people in the community. I think most people do. But there were certain people that needed a certain level of care that were in these facilities. And what happens is somebody's in a state hospital, right? Now they shut the state hospital down and they say, okay, we're going to give you a voucher and a waiver and you're going to be able to go out and get these services in a community. So maybe they have a mental health issue. They live in a group home. Right. So they live with individuals. And group homes are great. I mean, I see them. I visit them in my community. It's a great place for many individuals to live. But some folks just can't adapt or are unable to stay in a facility like that. So what happens is if they have an episode or if they have an issue, a crisis, and they act out for whatever reason. So they're in a group home. They act out. They're having a mental health crisis. The police are called in, right? And they come in and maybe they take this individual and they'll take them to the emergency department because they're having a mental health crisis. And maybe they're admitted and then they try to find them the care that they need. Maybe they're in there for 36 hours and then they're released. Now they go back to the group home. But a lot of times the group homes can't accept them, not all of them, but some, because now they have a criminal record, right? And maybe the group home can't take care of them. And that person then, where do they go? And often they wind up out on the streets, or they wind up in a healthcare facility as a complex case where the hospitals can't really treat them because they're in a medical hospital. They don't have a bed in a behavioral facility, and there's no state hospital to care for them.
And I'm sure, too, even in a group home as well, with that increase of, you know, cases and those individuals who need that support, I'm sure there's also, like, what, max occupancy in a group home as well. Mm-hmm. Are they getting maxed out, too?
Yeah, well, there is occupancy. I mean, you also want the other residents in that group home to feel safe, right?
Sure.
So, but that's why these state hospitals existed years ago. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to go back to the days of institutions, right? And we've seen the problems with that. Yeah. So the pendulum has swung in both directions. But now, at the end of the day, we're seeing this on our streets. We're seeing people that can't function to a level where they can stay employed, where they can stay in housing. And a lot of times it's not a financial issue because they do have assistance, but they just can't maintain it on their own. And then to wind up on the street, it becomes, a danger to themselves and a danger to the community. And I think that's what the president wants to go after here. And I applaud him for that because it is an issue. It's not about being cold or anything like that. It's about really getting people the help that they need and getting them into a situation where they can be safe and secure and have some stability.